Uniquely Northern Michigan Eagle 101.5. Time to check in once again with Munson Healthcare here in Manistee. And on the line with me now is Dr. Ruben Barroso from Munson Healthcare Manistee Family Care. Dr. Barroso, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you wanted to come on and talk a little bit about flu season. But before we get to that, from what I understand, you're a new doctor to the Manistee area, correct? Tell me about your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is correct. I am new to the area. I'm originally from downstate, but have lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma for probably 20 years or so, most of my life, and then just moved to the area this past summer with my family and really enjoying it, really loving it. Beautiful here. But yeah, we have a practice here at Munson at the health complex here. And I see pretty much all ages from about 5 years and up.
Okay. Well, welcome to town. You picked a great time to be here. Flu season is upon us. And from what I understand, you're seeing a rise in cases. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's correct. Yeah. Not only us, but just kind of across the country as well. And that's not only, you know, reflected in what we see here, but it's also being reported to the CDC. Just to give you an idea, it appears that, you know, the CDC is reporting that there's about 2 million illnesses from flu so far this season, over 20,000 hospitalizations and almost 1,000 deaths from flu this year so far.
Wow. So what can people do to keep themselves and their loved ones protected?
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest things is vaccinations. Earlier in the year, we typically do that in the fall as we get ready for the height of flu season. But vaccinations can help. It is good to talk to your doctor about, you know, if you are eligible for certain vaccinations, and not just for flu, but for other respiratory conditions as well. But simple things you can do is wash hands, good hand hygiene, things like that, avoiding people if you are sick or if they are sick. But it is kind of hard in the winter months because that's when we kind of congregate. That's when we're indoors with one another. So just doing those kind of easy things you can do to kind of help mitigate and help prevent getting the illness.
All right. Now, are you taking a new patients, doctor?
Yeah. Yes, I am taking new patients. Absolutely.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can either visit our website at munsonhealthcare.org/Manistee and kind of call the number or call directly to our office, area code 231-398-1878, and ask for an appointment, ask to be seen.
Well, fantastic. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to the Manistee area. We've been talking with Ruben Barroso, a physician at Munson Healthcare Manistee Family Care. Doctor, anything else you want to talk about with the flu while I got you on the line?
It's really want to make people aware of the kind of symptoms that they may have. With any form of the flu, you can experience things like fever, and that's really a temperature greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. You can feel fatigued, tired, get headache, body aches, cough, sore throat, runny nose, things like that. It can also affect the GI tract as well, causing some degree of nausea, vomiting, even diarrhea as well. But the mainstay, the staple of treatment is really supportive care, replenishing those fluids that you may be losing. And know that there are certain medications that you can get for the flu, certain that are specific to the flu, but there are certain criteria to be met with that. So it is best to talk to your physician about that, and know that, you know, for most of us, the flu tends to kind of resolve on its own within about a week. So if you're having symptoms longer than that, it's definitely worth it to go be checked out as well.
Very important information. Again, we've been talking with Ruben Barroso, a doctor at Munson Healthcare, Manistee Family Care. Dr. Barroso, thanks again for your time this morning, and I appreciate you checking in with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.